أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
تنطلق فعاليات مهرجان الفيلم الأرمني لعام 2024 بنسخته الثامنة ب 16 أب أغسطس بسيدني وكمان ب 6 أيلول سبتمبر بملبن.
وقرب كمان 4 أيام المهرجان يعرض هذا العام مجموعة من الأفلام ومنها أيضا أفلام وثائقية كوميدية درامية حتى أفلام للأطفال والعائلة.
صحيح فارس، بين الأفلام يلي تعرض لأول مرة بأمسية الافتتاحية الفيلم الوثائقي The Golden Chain of Mercy يلي بتدور أحداثه بظل الحرب العالمية الأولى، ورح نحكي أكثر عن هالفيلم وشو القضية يلي بيحملها.
يتوج ليلة الختام أو تتوج مع دراما ملحمية من زمن الحرب بعنوان It's Spring أو إنه الربيع، مستوحى من أحداث حقيقية لحرب الأيام الأربعة في أرتساخ بعام 2016.
كمان رح يكون في حضور وضيوف رح نكتشف منن تدريجيا، إنما شو التحية يلي رح يحملها المهرجان السنة بمرور 100 عام مئوية على وفاة الأسطورة شارل أزنافور من خلال الكاميرا الخاصة فيه ويلي هو التقاط المشاهد، صار بدها وقفة فنية أرمنية. فارس،
لابد خلينا مع أن نرحب بضيفنا جوب زرمينيان، مسؤول عن التواصل والمحتوى الرقمي في اللجنة التنظيمية لمهرجان الفيلم الأرمني. Good morning جوب، صباح الخير.
صباح النور
فيتر وفاش، أهلا وسهلا،
ناطرينك أجاب
للبرنامج.
مرحبا كيف كان؟
بخير، سعدة جدا جدا بهالفعاليات. صرنا بننطر المهرجان من سنة لسنة فارس وأنا وكل مستمعين Good Morning أستراليا، بس أول شيء مش قادرة ما أسألك عن مئوية شارل أزنافور والتحية يلي راح تكون خاصة لإله. شارل أزنافور يلي كلنا بنعتبره شقفة منا.
That's correct. Charles Aznavour is one of the biggest artists in the whole world, not just in Armenia. And as you mentioned, there is a documentary on Charles Aznavour that actually has been recorded with his like own camera.
It's indeed
called Aznavour by Charles. He's celebrating his 100th anniversary this year. That's the ceremony that we're celebrating, yes.
So what we will witness and see is filmed by Charles Aznavour's own camera.
That's correct, yes.
That's
and
amazing.
That's archival, epic.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And all the archival footage and videos that were surrounding at that time as well.
Agop, يعني the Armenian Film Festival is one of the best film festivals, in my opinion. The audience wait for your films and the documentaries and all the different genres that really enrich the scene in Australia, the cultural scene in Sydney and in Melbourne. It's difficult to get tickets sometimes. It's that popular. What's different about the festival this year?
So the 2024 Armenian Film Festival, which will happen in both Melbourne and Sydney, it will include innovative lists of Armenian films across different genres and also tastes as well. Basically, Aflam Armeni Abra Anwa wal Azwa.
Hello.
And highly anticipated films as well, with special guests and special events and international guests. Obviously, there is the opening gala night, lots of Q&A sessions this year, which is going to be interesting, and social mixers. Also, the international guests consist of filmmakers, producers, and industry representatives. The 8th edition of the festival this year, we believe it's through that power of storytelling. There is a lot of like old and new films, lots of other genres that we're exploring this year as well. It's for all people. هذه المهرجان السينمائي المخصص في جميع الأشخاص الذي يستمتعون أفلام ممتعة والمثيرة للاهتمام ويريدون أن يعرفوا المزيد عن الثقافة الأرمنية والجمهور الأرمنية. بالإضافة فهي وسيلة للأرمن للاقتراب من جذورهم.
Amazing, Agab. The purpose of the festival, as you said, is to showcase the rich Armenian culture, resilience, history, and language through art, through filmmaking. From The Golden Chain of Mercy to Its Spring, the epic wartime drama. What is the message you're conveying in this 8th edition of the Armenian Film Festival?
We can start by giving a little bit of description for the films, and we'll see the message as well in it. So we'll start with The Golden Chain of Mercy, which is the Gala Night film. It's the story of when the Ottoman Empire, in the shadow of World War One and under the guise of war, committed genocide to erase the country's ethnic minorities, which include also the Armenians, Greeks, and Assyrians, a glimmer of hope emerges when there was a sacrifice from the Anzac unit fighters alongside the benevolent citizens of Australians and New Zealanders who came to their aid. الفيلم يشارك معنا هالقصة عن المعجين ولهؤلاء الأبطال المباشرين الذين جاءوا لمساعدتهم من خلال تضحياتهم أثناء الإبادات الجماعية من حرب العرب الأولى. The event also includes a pre-screening of, obviously, the Gala Night's festivities, which was the cocktail party, delicacies, wine, live entertainment, etc. There is another beautiful film which was released in 1969, and it celebrates the 100 years of the legendary Armenian director Sergei Parajanov. It is considered one of the greatest films of all time, which is called The Color of Pomegranate. It tells the story of one of the famous Armenian composers of the 18th century, Sayat Nova. إنه موجود خارج نطاق روايات القصص القياسية مع قليل حوار بين الشخصيات في يعني تركيز على صور ألوان والأصوات. There is a very interesting film which might be engaging for the Arab audience, I would say. It's called From Ararat to Zion. It follows the treacherous path of the Armenian pilgrims who traveled from Mount Ararat to the Holy Land, Jerusalem, throughout the centuries. هذه الفيلم مليئة بالمناظر للعطبات المقدسة، العيد الفصح في القدس، الحي الأرمني القديم، حفظ النور، جبل السينا وإلى آخر. الوجود الأرمني في القدس قديمة وعميقة. It shows all that sort of the scenes and gives us a brief insight on the Armenians who lived in the Holy Land and also the city itself.
It's evident في حي كمان للأرمن أيضا في القدس.
صحيح.
Hagop, I'll take you back to a point you briefly highlighted about the connection between the Armenians in Australia, the Armenian community, and the broader Australian audience, because the festival attracts people of all walks of life. Every year when we go to the festival, you cannot but notice how many the big numbers of volunteers, Petra, I'm sure you've noticed that. The young Armenian organizers and ushers. How do you think the festival is helping to build this connection and enrich it even further between the Armenian community and the broader community in Australia?
I think the main reason is obviously whatever we're showing, as the films are the connection between us and the broader audiences. So when, as you said, the volunteers try to come in and help us, they actually get introduced to the festival first by the films, by the posters or flyers, whatever we share. And word of mouth is a great way to, you know, put that message out there. And once they see the films are being shown and whatever there is that actually is appropriate for their favorite genre, they come in and enjoy the film, and then they realize, okay, maybe this is an opportunity for me to actually put myself out there and have that connection with the team and with the committee that actually puts this festival in the light. So that's how I think our conversations start there. Oh, I enjoyed this film. I want to come in and see how you guys do it, how you guys organize this. And we happily accept their invitation and obviously their volunteer status. So yeah, that's pretty much, I would say, the best and most appropriate connection that happens is through the films and whatever we're showing.
And that's what the festival aims at. Agop, the festival this year in its 8th edition will be welcoming guests and speakers who will be part of the Q&A session and the launch this year from Vigen Galstian, the American art historian and curator with a PhD in art history from the University of Sydney, to Roman Mushigyan, the Armenian film director based in the USA. Who are the guests and what is the significance of their presence this year?
As you mentioned, the first person, Vigen Galstian, he is basically a film historian which is a great sort of guest to give us the insights and the information about the films and Armenian films in general, which he's the one to, he's going to talk about The Color of Pomegranate and give us a lot of details about that classic, 1969 classic, about Parajanov, his life, how that movie came about, because it's not a actual like classic movie, it's more of an artistic abstract film. And mm-hmm. obviously Roman Musharian is going to be there as well, who is the director of It's Spring, and he's going to talk about more about Artsakh. Obviously it's a very sensitive topic to talk about, and he has a lot of information to give us. Other than these two, there are two other guests which I want to mention. One of them is a producer for The Golden Chain of Mercy, Manvel Saribekyan. He is going to be there and talk about how his film was actually produced in Australia and some parts in Armenia too. And also the final guest, which is, I would say, an important guest, who is going to talk about his film From Ararat to Zion. And not only that, he is going to discuss with us the current situation in Jerusalem and how it is affected, how it is affecting the Armenian people who are living there, the Armenian inhabitants.
Thank you so much, Hagop Zarminian, Communications and Content at the Armenian Film Festival Committee. Thank you for joining us this morning. If you want more information about the festival, head to armenianfilmfestival.com.au. Good luck. It's starting on the 16th till the 25th. We'll see you soon.
And also, thanks for having me.
Thank
I
you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Agob. صرنا مننطرك سنة ورا سنة وقلبنا هيك بيكبر بهالفعاليات ونحتفي بثقافتنا وبالفنون يلي وحدة رح تقول الكلمة الفصل في هذه النزاعات.
استمعوا إلى آخر إصدارات SBS عربي 24 على جميع منصات البودكاست. تابعوا بودكاست الهوية في موسمه الثاني الذي يروي قصصاً واقعية تعكس تحديات الانتماء التي يواجهها الشباب العربي في أستراليا.